Simon Mem Gimel Sifei. In right to the corners of Eskisa Kavua Lasis Tzirochov. A person wants to go into the bathroom, which is a Kavua bathroom, a permanent bathroom, into Lasis Tzirochov to go to the bathroom from Gedolim. Tzorach Lecholz in the Roch Rabba Amos. He also has to take him off 4 amos away. It says the Ramah Yishrei Rafila Beloit Tzirochov V'Toyv La'achme. There's others to say that one should not walk into a regular bathroom because Tefillinani should take them off before he goes in. He shouldn't even cover them up. He should not be wearing them when he goes inside. Now, it's a proper thing to be machmir. We're going to bring holes in the ikir din. It's also to go into the bathroom with one's tefillin on. That's the mission where we bring that. Continues in mechavi v'goylem b'yitzuah shalem. When you take them off, he doesn't want to leave them out because he's afraid someone's going to steal them or get damaged. So he wraps them up in their straps in the yitzuahs. V'oyus din b'yamino. He holds in the right hand, on the left hand, because the left hand he's going to use to wipe himself. The big doy. Connected Levi, and he wraps it up and he puts it underneath his clothing in his chest area. He says, shouldn't have a tefach the ritzua sticking out. When he leaves the bathroom, she machik 4 amas and put them on. So once again, according to the Mechava, it seems to be that if a person is not being oisit tzirochov, he could walk into the bathroom with his tefillin on. Ramos says Tov Lachman to take them off, and either way they should be covered. The Mishabrua brings all discussion that Achreinim, Ramami Panu said that if a person is walking on the street and there are certain areas that are full of filth, open sewers or garbage with excrement in them, or the like, he could walk with the tefillin on. It's not equivalent to a bathroom. He says as though it's a proper thing to cover them over with a hat on his hand, and the Mogen Avraham says, for a person who knows he's going to have to walk through these type of areas, it's better to not put on tefillin until he comes to shul. He brings a red vase also that disagrees with the Ramban. Says mitzad din, one is required to cover his tefillin. So the bottom line is, if someone's walking outside with his tefillin on and he's going to pass open sewage, open garbage that has vorm tunofim, filth, excrement on it, and he has to make sure that his tefillin are covered over, both the tefillin shel rosh and also wrapping around his hands and the tefillin shel yad.